When the Giants leave us, they seem to go in clusters. In the last week, two legends passed away, singer Eartha Kitt and jazz trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. We'll talk about Hubbard in a moment, but first...
Birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it.
She was an actor, dancer, and a song stylist with an unmistakable stage persona. Eartha Kitt growled and purred her way into the mainstream, becoming one of the first crossover African-American sex symbols. Everything about her was aflame. She sang cabaret songs in seven languages, and if the double entendre in the song wasn't enough, her presentation would add an extra incendiary dose or two, like this unforgettable hit.
Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know.
Eartha Kitt was born Eartha Mae Keith in South Carolina to a black Cherokee sharecropper mother and an absent white father. At age eight, she was sent to live in Harlem. The talented young girl took piano and dance lessons. As a teen, she got her first big break when she auditioned for the famous Katharine Dunham Dance Company.
Santa baby.
The original Material Girl took Broadway by storm, and her films included The Mark of the Hawk with Sidney Poitier and Anna Lucasta with Sammy Davis Jr. She even played Catwoman in the campy 60s television version of Batman. But Kitt's image was less than pristine with American audiences. She was outspoken about the Vietnam War and spent most of the 70s touring Europe. She also stirred up controversy when she toured South Africa during apartheid. In later years, she revived her old cabaret act at New York's Café Carlyle. She purred and growled for adoring audiences until just last year. It's ironic that the singer of this song would leave us on Christmas Day. She was 81 years old.
Hurry. Tonight...
We also want to take a moment to bid farewell to jazz icon Freddie Hubbard, who passed away yesterday. Hubbard was once considered the best trumpet player in the world. That's saying a lot since his contemporaries were people like Miles Davis. At one time, Hubbard was even more popular than Davis. In 1972, he won a Grammy for First Light, a jazz album tinged with R&B. In the late 80s, illness and addiction harmed Hubbard's skills, and he fell out of the spotlight. But this year he returned with a new album, a new outlook, and a willingness to talk about his past and current limitations with NPR's Tony Cox.
People tell me, say, man, you don't have to prove nothing. All you have to do is play good enough to get your point across. And it's hard for me to accept that, you know, but the way I'm playing now, I don't accept it. But I don't think it's good enough.
You'll hear more from that interview next week, but for now we say goodbye to the maestro. Jazz great Freddie Hubbard, felled by complications from a heart attack at the age of 70. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, go to nprnewsandnotes.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow we hear from the soul-stirring R&B jazz singer, Layla Hathaway. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.